Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Social Change Action Network, and I am your host, Be the Preacher, for East, also known. We've been having a lot of technical difficulties lately trying to get a show out to you with the changing of computers and trying to upload information and different videos and other music. We were really trying to upgrade and understand Blog Talk Radio's new board and their upgrades and trying to get the proper training. So just bear with us, and we thank you for your patience. I know we wanted to get the show out to you last night called What's Eating You? The Spiritual Side of Cancer. And so we're going to go ahead and approach that this evening. But hopefully this is hump day and your work week is finding you doing well. We thank you for tuning in. Just going to have a conversation tonight as we're dealing with topics covering health, covering cancer. We're talking about that for sure tonight, and spirituality, natural herbs and cures through spirituality, Hebrew Israel diet, and the commandments, things that are expected of us, learning about herbs, and the fact that miracles do still exist. And that we have a responsibility to take care of our temples, our bodies. So we want to thank you for tuning in. So much going on in the news. I've got people calling me that are just now waking up talking about, oh, there's going to be an economic collapse. Well, we've been talking about that, and a lot of other people have been talking about that for the last 5 years, 3 years. It's amazing how some people are just now waking up to the reality of what's getting ready to happen to America, Babylon, our world, our society, and it's taking a shift. It's going into a change. And there's an infrastructure that is completely in place, and we have no knowledge of it because we cannot see it. And we are such a visual people that we want to be able to see everything. And what happens in a situation like that is when there's an infrastructure in place that's unseen to the naked eye, when calamity hits, destruction hits, suddenly you come into the realization that they have totally set up a brand new regime, order, infrastructure, and way of life for me that I'm being herded into. It's time you do the research and fall in love with truth and come into the knowledge of the fact that there are things happening all around us, and you can no longer be afraid of truth. You can't be religious. You can't just be spiritual. You got to find truth. Find truth, seek truth, and come up out of your bubble that you call truth, because you've wrapped yourself into a cult and told yourself that everything outside of your bubble is a cult. You've told yourself that everything outside of your existence, your bubble, your reality is a falsehood, and that couldn't be further from the truth. What you have to do is be willing to learn, listen, investigate, and trust what's inside of you to lead you and guide you into all truth. So anyway, that's not our major topic tonight. I'm just saying that there's so much going on around us that it's hard for me to focus on this topic, but that's going to be my focus tonight, and I have an article I want to share with you. And, of course, you know, we through the week try to do a show as it pertains to health, natural foods for healing and curing. Also, we like to discuss the bad food out there that we're eating, and it's mostly all this stuff in these fast food restaurants. And even the I have friends that think they're eating well, because they'll tell me I ate vegetables today. When I went to the Chinese food restaurant, I ordered just the vegetable plate and rice. Not taking into consideration the MSG, all of the sugars and starch that comes from the white rice that causes blood sugar in your body, and the fact that the vegetables probably are frankenfood and that they are genetically altered and they have no nutritional value whatsoever. They're just designed to fill you. But there's no nutritional value, totally wreaking havoc on your organs inside of your body, not allowing you to be able to function properly or giving your brain the food it needs to fire up those neurons. So it's not just enough to say because I chose from the food pyramid or the healthy grains. You've got to do work when it comes to eating right now and shopping. You have to actually take your glasses and your dictionary to the store and read what you're purchasing. Now, if you're buying something where the ingredients looks like they should be in a novel or something like that, it's something that more than likely you don't need to be eating. But if you find that the ingredients like consist of 3, 4, 5 things, chances are you're probably eating something that's healthy for you. We have to look out for GMOs, genetically modified foods. We have to look out for what's really organic. Some people are saying that food is organic and it's not organic. And we've forgotten how to live off the land. I remember back in the 60s, 70s. I was born in the 60s. I'm dating myself. I have no problem with that. There was no such thing as organic because more of our food came from the seeds weren't tampered with. And most of our food came directly from the farms, or we grew our own food in our own backyards, and neighbors would share with each other. And we've gotten completely away from that. Our kids know nothing but, I got to go to the store. And if they can't get to the store, they think they can't eat. The biggest thing that's going right now is that medicine only treats the symptoms, does not get to the root of the problem. And I think even people that are on food stamps, they realize that these people were using the food stamps to go and buy herbs and medicines and learning how to heal themselves. So they block that to where they can't buy the herbs, the teas, and the medicines, the natural medicines. I got a tip for you all. What they don't know is that there are spices that you can buy in your store that can still provide healing, such as cilantro, which is good for fever. Blend your cilantro with some purified water. And drink that for 3 days. It'll treat your fever. Basil. Do the same with basil. It'll treat lung infections and pneumonia. Fennel and coriander and cumin and curry. Good for the heart, for your arteries, for heart problems. Of course, garlic and ginger. These are things they can't stop you from buying that are good for you. I gave you a concoction on one of my other shows where I learned from a Persian man that you blend garlic, ginger, three limes with the peel, of course organic, unfiltered apple cider vinegar, blend all that together, take a teaspoon of that every morning before you eat anything for an hour. It will treat hypertension, gout, cancers, free radicals, and fire up your immune system. Like I said, it's so hard for me to talk about these things, but while we're still here, we need to take care of our bodies, and we need to make sure that we're going to be healthy when things start to get chaotic. And as we can see, things are getting ready to get chaotic. We have what you see overseas is coming to America rapidly, where you're going to start to see uprisings, rebellions, looting, flash mobs, wholesale murder, robbery, home invasion, and they figure out of this chaos, they will once again establish order. What you don't know is that Blackwater, military from other countries have been shipped into the United States, and they're all set in this invisible infrastructure as well to deal with the public. And all of the people that they feel that are military or police that would fight back, they've shipped them all overseas and put them at the front lines of the battle so that they won't be able to intervene and take sides with the public. So anyway, let me not stray away from the topic. You're welcome to call in and discuss after I read the topics. Our call-in number tonight is 213-769-0910. If you got some stories you want to share about overcoming cancer, fighting cancer, cancer going into remissions, remedies you'd like to share with the people that are listening, maybe listening in the archives, feel free to call in. That number once again is 213-769-0910, and I welcome you to SCANS broadcast, Social Change Action Network broadcast on What's Eating You. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, "A merry heart doth good like a medicine." Doctors and scientists have discovered that stress kills, of course, causes a lot of damage to your organs, free radicals, blood pressure, cholesterol, arteries. But completely the opposite happens with your body. There are chemicals released when you laugh and you're at peace and you're not stressed, when you have joy, when you have focus, when you have a relationship with your Father. There are chemicals released by your brain that begin to send healing throughout your body. And that's what we want to talk about tonight, the fact that there's some people that have done studies and noticed that most of your cancer patients, not all of them, have had a traumatic event in their life. Now, we know some of our cancer victims, patients, are because of these vaccinations that people are putting into their bodies and the food that people are eating and the chemtrails that are being sprayed in the air, which are causing diseases like lupus and Morgellons disease, the water you're drinking. If you are fighting cancer, stop drinking tap water and probably most of your bottled water as well. If you have no other choice, please boil your water. Boil your water for 10 minutes, and then you can store it in your refrigerator. There is chlorine. There is chloramine. There is fluoride, there is ammonia, and other metals and fungus inside your water. I encourage you all to go to your sporting goods store and get a water purifier, thermos style, that size, where you can put your water in there and shake it up and treat your water. And don't go get the solar one. But if you are fighting AIDS or cancer, you need to stop drinking tap water. And if you're going to have to take a bath, put a little hydrogen peroxide in your bath water along with the Epsom salts and baking soda to treat the water that your skin is absorbing when you're bathing. People, we got to fight back. These people don't care about you. They don't care about the planet. They don't care about your health. We're talking about decreasing the population, but I got some spiritual warriors out there that are going to be needed in this last time that are not going to fall for the, as we say, okie doke. There's some people here that are going to stand, fight, protest, preach, teach, help, save others. You've got to be healthy. You need to take care of your temple. Don't just put anything in your temple. I told you once before, another some healthy advice is there's folic acid in B17. B17 is hard to find. You find B17 in the kernel of an apricot seed. It's the kernel of an apricot seed. You break open an apricot seed, there's a kernel in there that's just like an almond. And if you eat a lot of those, what they do is it releases what they try and tell you it's a poison. It releases because it stirs up your white blood cells, and that if you eat too much of this, that you can be poisoned. That's not true. It actually heals from cancer. There are so many cures from cancer, and people that have been cured from cancer and AIDS. There's even a patent for the AIDS cure. That's on the internet. You can find it. It was a brother who cured himself. He had to go out of the country to cure himself. Oxygenating the body is one of the biggest cures there is. But it's hard for you to get your hands on real oxygen. They've taken it out of the stores. Food-grade hydrogen peroxide would give you the oxygen that you need, but they've taken that out of the stores, and you can't find that. So that's why it's important to work out, to run, to keep your air and your wind up, because you're oxygenating your body. And then after you oxygenate your body, you've got to put things in your body that create the oxygen. We're not getting fresh air. We're not getting good water. Do a study on hydrogen peroxide and apple cider vinegar, preferably unfiltered organic apple cider vinegar, and on baking soda. When you can create an elixir to get some oxygen, some bubbles in your body to be able to fight some things. I'm going to go to an article. I want you to hold for 1 second. Okay, thanks for holding. I am back. Once again, you're tuned into the Social Change Action Network. This is our health and healing show, talking about foods and things that you can do to fight back, fight the diseases. I want to get you off the medicine. I want you off the medicine. The Greek word is pharmaki, where we get pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are used by witches and doctors to create problems, to open you up to spirits. This is why they're giving everybody a cannabis card. Open you up to demonic spirits. It's a way to keep you up under sorcery and up under witchcraft. And the Father, the Most High, has given us everything we need, all the herbs, everything is in the ground, everything we need, and it's all being hidden from you. And it's up to each and every one of us to give each other the truth and to help each other. There's a brother called, there's this cat called Life Regenerator on YouTube. I do not subscribe to his theology. His other stuff he talks about, whatever else he's on, I'm not with all that. But he has come to the understanding of eating raw, not eating meats, eating raw food from the ground and juicing raw foods and how to treat diseases, sicknesses, and sluggishness by eating raw foods. So you might want to check him out. As I said, I as far as what he's doing, I'm all with that. Everything he's saying, I can't vouch for him. I can't vouch for him on that. It's an article I want to share with you. What's eating you? The spiritual side of cancer. The spiritual nature of cancer. How the patient takes the news will determine if there will be metastasis and if other cancers form in the lungs, liver, or kidneys. Metastasis is very rare in animals. This is an article by Stephen Coleman. In response to the many differing cancer care claims, I wish to address the ignorance surrounding this class of dreaded diseases. The science of oncology is based upon certain unproven assumptions, thus obscuring the understanding of the true nature of cancer. Assumption number one, cancer is a physical condition, therefore it has only physical causes. This has led to endless research looking for environmental, genetic, dietary, or nutritional causes. Cancer is a physical condition, therefore its cure must be physical. This bringing us the overwhelming market of nutritional supplements, diets, herbs, and the various chemical and radiation therapies used in conventional medicine. Assumption number three, the emotional state or mind has nothing to do with cancer or even health in general. Medical studies use their most rigorous efforts to screen out mental effects on the participants. Assumption number four, metastasis is caused by escaping cells from the original cancer to plant themselves in other organs or tissues. Any histologist will tell you that prostate cancer cells are not growing on the lungs or bones. Likewise, lung cancer cells don't spontaneously generate into liver cancer cells. Assumption number five, untreated cancers will grow continuously until it kills the host. Did you know that all benign tumors were once malignant? Assumption number six, viruses, bacteria, or fungi, and mycel bacteria cause cancer. There is a strong association of microbes and cancer, but they do not cause cancer any more than raindrops cause clouds. These organisms are, in fact, like a cleanup crew. The two classes of cancer, and this is as defined by Dr. Reichgeard Hammer. Class number one. Conflict-active cancers. These cancers grow while a person is burdened with strong emotional upsets or traumas. Once the emotional issue is resolved, the cancer will begin to break down. Every type of cancer has its own specific meaning. Stomach cancer cells can digest food 10 times faster than regular cells to digest indigestible discord. Lung cancer cells process oxygen more efficiently to enable one to escape life-threatening danger. This is incredible. Pancreatic cancers digest the most vile and ignoble events that life has to offer. Now, breast adenocarcinoma produces greater quantities of milk and of higher nutritional benefit for the loved one that needs desperate nurturing. There's a fight going on inside your body when you have a cancer. It's saying that the breast produce better milk. It's saying that if you have lung cancer, your body's producing more oxygen to fight it, and that if there's an emotional upset. This is amazing stuff, people, stuff that you'd never be told, because they want to get you on the radiation and chemo, which is only going to kill you and take all of the nutrients out of your body. Class number two, the healing phase cancers. These cancers grow after the emotional upsets or traumas are resolved. During the conflict active phase, these tissues become necrotic or like mini Swiss cheese, which is painless and is rarely noticed. When resolution comes, the holes fill back up. Swelling and growths occur, repairing the necrosis. These growths really can cause crowding out vital functions. Once maximum repair growth is done, the unneeded tissues break down. Some of the more common healing phase cancers are lymphoma, leukemia, cervical, bone, and interductal breast cancers. Most bladder cancers, palate cancer, ovarian, and testicular cancers. Many cancers, when found, are already in the breakdown or healing phase. Interesting. The client goes to the doctor because he feels terrible. Cancer may get broken down with the aid of microbes. This can be unpleasant with fever and infections. Bleeding or coughing of blood and tissue can occur. This is the time for a high-protein diet and not to panic. I'll read that again. Cancer may get broken down with the aid of microbes. This can be unpleasant with fever and infections. Bleeding or coughing of blood and tissue can occur. This is the time for a high-protein diet and not to panic. This is when chemo, special diets, supplements, rife, bug juice, or dancing the tango all seem to cure cancer. A cancer diagnosis is a virtual death sentence, a very personal form of terrorism. However, how the patient reacts and if he panics will determine if there will be metastasis. Metastasis is very rare in animals. Let's look at the spiritual cause and cure. I work with cancer clients by helping to see the emotional conflictual connection to their disease. Once the connection is seen, I help them to resolve the root conflicts. Most often these conflicts involve fear, lack of forgiveness, that is so key. And all these things are in the Most High's word, our Father's word, Ahaya, Asha, Ahaya, the I am that I am, meaning he is our healer, whatever we need him to be. He is Elohim Rapha. When the conflict is resolved, the body begins to heal naturally. The sorry fact is people survive cancer from alternative methods because conventional medicine didn't kill them. But many also die while using alternative methods because the alternative community does not understand the true nature of cancer. I know people that have died on carriages, SEACT, B17, Holder Clark, chemotherapy. All these methods are outright dangerous if the psyche is not taken into account. Now, I think this is a very good article. I know about all these things, B17, SEACT, carriages, and I'm a advocate, opponent of those things, but he's bringing up some very good points about the psyche of the cancer patient. And that's why I said Mary Hart does good like medicine, and your optimism to be able to fight it, and your connectivity with your Father, and your spirituality, and your prayer, your belief, your ability to still give back to people with a smile, with love, words of encouragement. And this is what I'm pulling from him, even though he's coming from a psychological standpoint and saying just to be positive spiritual. No, I'm linking it to Yahushua HaMashiach. Then there are some within alternative health community that are just as corrupt as any within the industrial medical complex. Some write against the truth for purposes of self-promotion and profit, and they are fully aware of it. You can't look at this division in medicine as good guys versus the bad guys. Lackeys for the Illuminati are masquerading within the alternative health community as well. The reason for the increased prevalence of cancer and illness is plain and simple. Most people would rather not accept nor think about it. It is the moral decay within the family and community. Disease is first created spiritually before it manifests physically. If you cheat on your spouse, are promiscuous or arrogant, steal from your neighbor, hold on to grudges, abuse drugs, backstab your coworkers, or don't love yourself and your neighbor, you are participating in the cause of disease and the soon coming destruction of civilization. Hallelujah to that. Let me read that again. I don't know who Stephen Coleman is, but we're going to have to do some research on him for this last statement. If you cheat on your spouse, adultery, are promiscuous or arrogant, fornication, haughty, pride, steal from your neighbor, that's plain, hold on to grudges, bitter, unforgiving, abuse drugs, idolatry, backstab your coworkers, that would fall up under one of the commandments. Escapes me right now. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You are participating in the cause of disease and the soon coming destruction. And you want to tell me that you want to get away from the commandments. Okay. Also read today in another article of a gentleman that was incarcerated, was in the penitentiary. Didn't have access to a bunch of different drugs and different things that he could take. What he did find that he had access to was calcium inside the prison and garlic that he took every morning and began not to even worry about it, wasn't even traumatized by it, didn't even focus on it, and he found himself healed. So I think Mr. Coleman brings up some very good things, the spiritual side of cancer. I don't want to be insensitive to those who I've developed cancer, and probably I lost a dear friend, a god brother's wife, to cancer some 3 years ago. And to me, she was the sweetest person I had ever met. She was one of Father's walking angels on this planet. She may have held a lot of things in because of some of the things that she had to deal with, of course, with her spouse. And you just never know the root. But we also found out later that in the area that she lived in, a small community, which is next to a refinery and was next to a dumping grounds, that 8 women in that area came down with cancer, breast cancer. And so, of course, the air, the water, everything in that area was bad. So this takes me back to the beginning of the show, which says you do have to do your part. And outside of doing your part, there is a spiritual aspect where you do not need to be this evil, angry, unforgiving, unloving person. You only have a short time here on this earth. You've been put here to live, learn, to give, and to get back to wherever you came from. And you can only take with you the things that you've given away. And that's that means material, monetary, love, a smile, kind words. The only thing you'll ever take with you when you stand before your maker and he sees what you've sown in the earth on this rock. Cancer is not nice. Nobody likes to hear it. But what I'm hearing also from this article is that was very key to me is that he said it's important about how when you hear this type of news, how you respond. Do you panic? Trauma does have a serious effect on the body, a very serious effect. Causes damage to the organs based on the chemicals that are released, and the ones that subside and take away the healthiness. So, well, what's eating you? What's bothering you? What's getting on your nerves? What haven't you dealt with yet? What lies deep in the pit of your stomach and belly that you cannot get over? Who is it that you haven't forgiven yet? Guess what? It's only hurting you. You're the prisoner of the pain, and that person has moved on with their life. You're the one that's holding the bitter root judgment and the anger, and it's causing hypertension, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, unhappiness, losing sleep, loss of friends, and maybe actually causing a cancer inside of you. Now, what I want to get back to is also something that was mentioned in an article, and I can believe it because I know these bodies, these machines that the Father created are amazing. When cancer shows up, your body does all it can to begin to fight it and releases more of whatever is needed. You wouldn't know this if you just follow the path of everybody else's path. I got cancer. I'm going to die. Traumatic, crying, taking whatever that witch doctor gives you. And a guy in a white coat at that hospital. But fall on your knees first. I'm going to take a walk and look up into the heavens and put a smile on your face and say, if this is my course, if this is my destiny, so be it. Life goes on until it's over. I hope some of this information has been of help to your resource. And I want you to do some research on that and also some of the things that I brought out to you and do some research on what's going on with Morgellons disease and chemtrails, on lupus, on sugar diabetes. Do your research. And, stay away from the vaccination. Your kids will not be kept out of school if you tell them that my child is not taking the vaccination for religious and intellectual purposes. They will give you a form that you can sign. Your child will continue with his education. But do not continue to put these foreign substances in your body and eat any and everything. That's definitely not going to be good for you. So I want to thank you for your time, for tuning in. And as I say, and as we always say here, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey, not a destination. So when you come to the conversation, be prepared to take up your anchor so that you can sail away into the knowledge of the truth and not into the arrogance and ignorance of destruction that comes through ignorance. Shalom. Enjoy the rest of your week.